You're listening to SBS News.
Celebrating the rise of an economic power, the Indian capital New Delhi swarming with people as the nation marked 75 years since independence. Three quarters of a century since the end of British colonial rule, India's wealth is surging and there are no signs of slowing down. Standing in front of the historic Red Fort in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to transform the country into a developed nation over the next 25 years.
The youngsters aged 20, 21, 25 years who are here in front of me, the youngsters of my country. When India will celebrate 100 years of independence, then you will be aged 50 to 55, which means the golden period of your life, the next 20 to 25 years of your life, is the time to make the dreams of India come true.
It follows independence celebrations yesterday in neighbouring Pakistan.
Of the British government's final decision as to how power was to be transferred from British to Indian hands.
On this day, 75 years ago, colonial India was carved into two newly independent states, Hindu-dominated India and Muslim-majority Pakistan. At least 15 million people swapped countries amid the political and religious upheaval. It remains one of the biggest migrations in human history and one of the bloodiest. Estimates suggest more than a million people were killed in religious riots. Memories of that tumultuous period transcending decades and continents. Australian Davinder Passi was just 8 years old when he fled the Pakistani side of the border. The grueling journey to India, he says, lasted 3 weeks.
It was naturally very hard. We did not bring anything with us. I mean, no money, no property, no nothing. So that was a real start, but we survived.
But not all memories of partition are marred by trauma. Maqsood Ahmed Sheikh was 15 in 1947. Etched in his mind is a tale of friendship and loyalty between two families who belonged to warring religions. His father owned steel and flour mills across Punjab, the region that was split down the middle. His Muslim family migrated to Pakistan, but they remained close to a Hindu employee who fled to India.
My father asked him to take care of our leftover money in India and hand it over. He was a nice person. He found the money in India and then came back to Faisalabad and handed it over to my father.
Decades have passed since the hasty British withdrawal, but Studi Bhatnagar, a research fellow in Asian security at the Australian National University, says the profound legacy is still felt today.
The entire process was very chaotic. It was very rushed. The British kind of announced this at the very last minute. So India and Pakistan continue to have several disputed borders, a lot of families divided across borders as well.
Pakistan and India have fought three wars since independence. Both countries this week celebrating just how far they come. But when it comes to relations between the two neighbours, there is still a long way to go. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.